With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Tensions ultra high between the United States and several European allies over the matter of Greenland. An update on the story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
As the president heads to an economic summit in Switzerland, he's facing a wall of opposition from longtime European allies over his desire to take over Greenland. EU, French, Canadian, and other leaders have spoken forcefully and bluntly against the idea, but Donald Trump doesn't seem fazed.
I think that we will work something out where NATO is going to be very happy and where we're going to be very happy.
When asked how far he'll go to acquire Greenland, the president said,
"You'll find out."
Greg Clugston, the White House.
Israeli forces bulldozing the United Nations Relief and Work Agency office in East Jerusalem. BBC's John Sudworth.
With dozens of police and security personnel on site, this East Jerusalem neighborhood is echoing to the sound of the heavy machinery tearing into the UNRWA compound that has stood here for decades. A statement from Israel's Ministry of Foreign Affairs says Israel owns the land on which this compound stands and repeats the claim that its employees in Gaza participated in the October the 7th attacks. The UN says its premises are protected under international conventions, and while it admits that 9 UNRWA staff may have been involved on October the 7th, it says Israel hasn't provided any evidence for its claim that the agency's been more widely infiltrated.
For the second time in 3 days, a deadly train accident in Spain. One person dead in this latest one. Over the weekend, 42 people were killed in another incident. Witness testimony ending in the trial of a former Uvalde, Texas school police officer. He was accused of failing in his duty to stop the gunman. This is SRN News. A landmark ruling for women in the United Kingdom.
A court has ruled that the country's national health system cannot allow males to use female restrooms, locker rooms, or other changing areas. The Employment Tribunal found that the NHS transgender policy is, quote, unlawful and violates the rights of female staff. The Christian Legal Center filed suit on behalf of nurses in Durham and Darlington who were told by the NHS that if they didn't want to change clothes with men, they would have to find other accommodations. Michael Harrington reporting.
The new head of the New York City Council has a plan to reduce anti-Semitism in the Big Apple. Among other things, Julie Menin wants a 100-foot buffer zone established around synagogues and Jewish schools to keep protesters at a distance. New York Governor Kathy Hochul has already offered a buffer zone, but it would only be a 25-foot limit. This is SRN News. Fed Chair Jerome Powell going to court Wednesday in a show of support for Fed Governor Lisa Cook.
The High Court is considering whether President Donald Trump can fire Cook. Trump moved to fire her in August following allegations she made misrepresentations on mortgage documents. Lower courts let Cook continue serving in her position while she pursued a legal challenge to her firing, and the Supreme Court in October said it would take up the case. Cook has not been charged with any criminal offenses.
That is correspondent Bill Alexander reporting. Netflix now offering to buy Warner Brothers Discovery Studio and streaming business in an all-cash deal. The move aims to win over Warner's shareholders for a $72 billion merger and counter a bid with Paramount. Stocks on Wall Street dropped like a rock Tuesday. S&P was down 2.1%. The Dow fell 1.8%. More on these stories, townhall.com.